Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, the podcast that delivers you the story behind the stickies of the content that I post daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 54, and the title is Quick Queries. And the text on the note reads, "How quickly do you reply to client queries?" Here's the story behind the sticky. When a customer contacts you with a question, how fast do you get back to them? When a customer asks you a question, do you think they sit beside the phone or keep refreshing their email, eagerly waiting your reply? Or do you think they're contacting a competitor and asking the same question in hopes of getting a faster response? If you miss the opportunity to take the original live call from your client, or if you're away from your email when the question came in, consider it a race to get back to your customer with the correct information first. A couple friends of mine have a practice of not checking email first thing in the morning and adhering to a strict email schedule during the day of only checking and replying to messages within certain time periods. While I respect their decision to exert control over their personal schedules, personally, I never really understood this practice. If a customer needs help, I want to be the person to speed to the rescue ahead of a competitor. I have no issues with giving my business email a quick check before going to bed at night or before I get out of bed in the morning. That's where customers send me messages. It doesn't mean I have to open every single message in my inbox, but I do scan for messages from clients and I review them to see if the message is urgent or if it can wait and reply or schedule a time to reply accordingly. Email is opportunity. Email is money. Email is an opportunity to serve. No one can reasonably be available every time a customer needs assistance, but one can do their best to try and be more responsive than a competitor. In a previous episode, I mentioned a client who uses a live chat tool on their website. While their site can't be staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the chat box is there to let customers know their priority. If a customer service person isn't monitoring the chat when a customer needs help, the tool is smart enough to try and alert the customer service team via a mobile app. If no one is truly available at that time, the chat turns into a query. It sends an email, which is delivered to the customer service team to be treated as a priority as soon as someone's available. In the race to reply to customers, are you coming in first or last? Are you catching their call or trying to catch up? Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email, you'll begin receiving a daily alert that includes a copy of the graphic, the actual post-it note that I draw and post every single day, as well as a link to the special behind-the-scenes commentary track like the one you're listening to right now. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, and I'll be back here again tomorrow for another episode, and I hope you will be too. Thanks for tuning in.